Mitzvah chapter 9, Mishnah 1. A makabel seder mechaver is someone who receives a field from his fellow. So there's different ways he brings over here. This could be done, and they were all common ways. The first was sharecropping, which we've touched on before, and that is that the owner of the field and you get, and then someone who works the field. And what they do is they share the crop. They share the crop, either a third or a half goes to the landowner and the rest goes to the guy who works the field. Or a leasehold, he calls it, where the renter of the field pays a fixed amount. Example, he says 30 kores of wheat a year. That's a fixed amount of produce he pays per year to the landowner. Well, the third way is he just pays him a fixed sum of money. That's the three different ways that he can rent a field or receive a field. Makum shenahagu liktzor, where is it in a place where it is the custom to reap? And he says here with a scythe, you know that they used to, when they harvested the crop, he used to sickle. No, well, he says yes, south. So he would do it that way. Lakor Yakob, where the custom was to pull it up, then that would be what they did. Lacharish Achrav, in a place where it was the custom to plow it afterwards to get rid of the undesirable weeds. Then Yachrosh, Hakol Kaminaga Medina. So the renter of the field has to behave with respect to that field in the way that was customary to behave in that area. He had to follow that custom. Kesham Shecholkin Betfuen, just as they share the grain, Kacholkin Betevin of Akash, so too do they share in the straw and in the stubble. So there's straw stubble over there afterwards. I think they...
Feed.
You know, yeah, the feed and the whatever, you know, from the field and after... So that they shed in all of that. Kishem shecholkin b'yan, and so too, and come to wine, kal cholkin b'zmoros hakanim. So too, they share in the branches and in the reeds. So the branches were the branches of the vine. When they cut the grapes, they didn't, sometimes they got wood with it as well. So they would not only share in the fruit, they would share in the wood that they would cut with it.
Are they talking about a sharecropper now for this?
Sharecropper, yeah. And in the reeds, they used to use reeds to support the wines. But he brings over here, so every year they would put new reeds to support the wines. And the old reeds they would share. He says, unless one of them paid for the reeds every year. If one of them paid for the reeds out of his own money and not out of the profits or proceeds, then it would be he would take those reeds.